ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. Residents and hotel guests are being allowed to return to a Midtown Manhattan neighborhood that's been cordoned off. Julie Walker explains.
A 37-story building under construction in Manhattan is said to be stable after support columns buckled Tuesday, prompting fears of a partial collapse, forcing evacuations around 42nd Street on the east side. Buildings Commissioner Ahmed Tighani.
I can say right now that the building is stable. It has not moved since we started monitoring it.
The old Pfizer headquarters is being converted to a residential tower with an addition added on when workers saw columns on 21 buckling.
We feel confident in the emergency plan that we have now to make it stable.
Drexel University engineering professor Abby Aguirre says they need to find the cause to fix the issues, which include reinforcing the columns.
Was it the design engineers, fault? Was it the construction workers? Did they cut something they were not supposed to cut? Did they remove a member they were not supposed to remove?
Julie Walker, New York.
In Turkey today.
I'll give them a little warning. We're going to hit them hard tonight.
President Trump foreshadowing another round of U.S. strikes on Iran. Military officials say they're intended to further degrade Iran's ability to threaten freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian state media reports explosions in several locations, including Bandar Abbas on the strait and Bushehr, home to Iran's nuclear power plant complex. The renewed strike sent oil prices climbing, Brent crude up more than 5%, settling just above $78 per barrel. And stocks were shaky worldwide. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 576 points, or 1.1%. The S&P fell 0.3%, the Nasdaq 0.2%. And minutes of the Fed's latest interest rate meeting show policymakers split over whether inflation is likely to stay elevated or whether it will cool once the Iran war winds down. This is AP News. A surprise swap as President Trump headed home from the NATO summit.
The president arrived in Ankara this week aboard a newly gifted Qatari jet serving as Air Force One.
There's never been a plane like it.
But as he left Turkey,
we'll be going home by normal methods.
On a plane that's ferried presidents for nearly 40 years. The switch raised fresh security concerns about the new plane, which the U.S. spent some $400 million to retrofit. Images show it does not have some of the same missile detection and countermeasures as the older planes. The swap happened after the U.S. resumed strikes on Iran.
I'm number one on the kill list for Iran.
But the president would not directly say whether security issues played a role. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.